the makers of Chasen Sanborn Coffee, the blend of the world's choice coffees, now being sold at a very reasonable price, present May Robeson, Dorothy L'Amour, W.C. Fields, Grisha Golubov, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Werner Jansen and Don Amici. This is the Chase and Sanborn Hour.
This is the Chase and Sanborn Hour, and this is Don Amici greeting you for the grand old lady of the stage and screen, Miss May Robeson, and for Master Grisha Golubov, who at the age of 14 is one of the great violinists of our day. Greetings, too, from W.C. Fields, Dorothy L'Amour, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and Werner Jansen, America's foremost conductor who leads the orchestra in the title song from the 20th Century Fox picture, Wake Up and Live. Charlie McCarthy's days of playing hooky are over. Even though Edgar Bergen is around to give voice to Charlie's excuses, down must go the bitter pill of knowledge. So, Edgar, in the interest of Charlie's education, I have asked Mademoiselle Fifi Pomme de Terre to tutor him in languages. I hope she helps him.
That's nice of you, Don. I hope Charlie appreciates your efforts in his behalf.
That's all I do. I do. I only wish Amici'd mind his own P's and Q's and X's, you know what I mean?
Mademoiselle Pomme de Terre, this is Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, bonjour, Charlot. Oh, il est bien gentil, ce petit bonhomme.
Oh, oui, très charmant.
All right, now. Mademoiselle, are you Amici's friend or are you my tutor?
But certainement, I am your tutor.
Well, start putting.
What language do you want to learn? French? Yes? No?
Well, I
think that would be very good. He will learn French.
Yeah, didn't take me long to decide, did it?
Charlot.
Uh-huh.
Monsieur Bergen, he is your father.
Bergen, my father? Oh, no. Things aren't as bad as all that.
No, you see, Charlie is an orphan.
Yes, I am.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I know very little about his parents, you understand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I found him on the doorstep one morning when he was 2 days old.
Yes. How I got there, I'll never be able to figure out. What a night that was. It was the gypsy in me,
I imagine so.
Yes.
On a doorstep and only 2 days old?
Yeah, and stealing milk, too.
Oh.
Petit imbécile.
Je suis, je.
Monsieur, do you know anything about the beautiful country of France?
Well, yes. 3 years ago, come this, May, I visited the continent. I became rather clubby with a baroness. I met her at a spa.
Oh, what spa?
Nest Bob. You beg for it.
Have you been to Paris? Yes, no.
Oh, yes, no, yes. I spent 3 days in Paris. Oh, Paris in the spring. chestnuts in the bois, and that chanteltie. Oh.
Ah, yes, the Champs-Élysées is beautiful.
Yes, that too, yes.
But, Charlie, you can't see Paris in 3 days.
No, I found that out. I didn't have time to see the things I shouldn't see. But what fun.
Yes. Those were the days.
Yes, and the nights weren't so bad either.
Where did you go?
Well, the first night I went to the Folies Bergère.
Mm-hmm. And the second night?
The second night to Folies Bergère. I do everything thoroughly.
Yeah. And the third night?
Well, I didn't have anything to do, so I went to the Folies Bergère.
Ah, but did you see the paintings of the great masters at the Louvre? Oh, what etchings.
Yes. And the monkeys in the zoo, what scratching. That's one of the old chestnuts in the bois.
Yes. Yes. Did you visit the Louvre, Charlie?
Well, my dear Mr. Bergen, if you ever visit the Louvre, you'll never forget it.
No.
Oh, it's so impressive. It's so impressive.
But did you visit the Louvre?
Well, I remember one morning after breakfast, passing that impressive building, and I said to myself, that's the Louvre. Yes. There hangs the work of the great masters.
But did you visit the Louvre?
No. I... Not actually, I see. I hate myself for not having done it.
Yes.
Oh, how cute.
Yes, très, très cute.
Now, tell me, what do you know about the French language?
Well, all I know is that garçon means taxi, and I'm not even sure of that.
No.
You study with me, and I will make you speak French.
Yeah? How much a lesson, mademoiselle?
Oh, I teach Parisian French. You speak through the nose. For $5 a lesson.
Yeah, you're going to make me pay for the nose, too, aren't you?
But not only the French language will I teach you, but the history of France.
Ah.
I will tell you about Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Oh.
And Louis XIV.
Louis, what? What's that?
She means Louis XIV.
Why didn't she say so? She's going to teach me French, and she can't even speak English. Louis XIV, well, we got one of his tables here. Bought it from him here. Hasn't got a straight leg on it, no. I think they got rheumatism.
Yeah.
We got a picture with a Chevalier lip on it.
All right. I
want to know, how do you say, may I kiss you in French?
That is the subject of the sixth lesson.
Oh, it is, huh? Let's skip the first five, huh?
Oh, Monsieur Charlot. No.
Merci, Monsieur Charlot. You certainly learned French rapidly. And speaking of French, toujours l'amour. With a touch of her own particular magic, Dorothy L'Amour brings the dreamy atmosphere of the South Seas as she sings Blue Hawaii.
Perfume in the air and rare flowers everywhere. It seems to be only a reverie. Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly and you. With all this loveliness, there should be love. Won't you come with me while the moon is on? The night is young and warm. Dreams come true in blue Hawaii. And mine. The night is young and for we
is the first day of summer, and Donald Briggs has a great suggestion for the hot weeks to come.
Tomorrow begins many long hot weeks when we'll welcome light, comfortable clothes, cool, delightful meals, and the refreshing goodness of delicious iced coffee. A good iced coffee is the perfect summer drink. But no one enjoys iced coffee with the weak, watery taste from the melting ice. So please remember this. For the extra strength you need, measure your coffee more generously than usual, and for the extra richness that's even more important, use the blend that gives you a fuller, finer flavor. Chase and Sanborn Coffee. Chase and Sanborn Dated Coffee, you know, is a superb blend of the world's choice coffees. And you get it at the peak of its rich, mellow flavor. That's because it's rushed to your grocer straight from roasting. The date of delivery, clearly marked on every bag, is your guarantee of freshness. This superb coffee saves you money, too. For our rapid delivery system and dating plan, do away with the need for an expensive container. Instead, we use an economical dated bag, and you get the saving. Chase and Sanborn Dated Coffee is delicious, either hot or iced. Serve it often. Buy a bag from your grocer tomorrow.
One of the grand old ladies of the theater and a grand trooper is Miss May Robeson. She has never missed a performance in 53 years. She joins all of us in paying homage to the great and beloved dramatist, Sir James Barrie. For us, she plays Mrs. Dowie in Barrie's immortal play, The Old Lady Shows Her Mettles. Miss Robeson.
Thank you, Dan.
The Old Lady Shows Her Medals, with May Robeson as Mrs. Dowie and Don Ameche as the soldier. It is 1915, and the streets of London are full of soldiers on leave. Mrs. Dowie has no son to come home to her, but having read the name of Private K. Dowie in a newspaper, she's pretended that he is her son and boasted about his letters to all her neighbors. But Private Dowie comes to London and hears that a strange woman is claiming to be his mother. Mrs. Dowie is sitting in her shabby basement room, a bundle of letters in her hand, when the angry soldier storms into the room.
Do you recognize your loving son, missus? I am pleased I wrote you so often. Here, let me see them letters.
Oh, please, mister.
What's inside? Nothing but blank paper, huh? Well, we'll throw them in the fire.
Oh, now, don't you burn them letters, mister.
Well, they're not real letters.
Well, they're all I have.
I thought you had a son.
No, I never had a man or a son or nothing. You know, I just call myself missus to give me a stand in life.
Oh, you'll have to explain better than that.
Well?
That's enough to make me change mine. But what made you do it?
Well, you see, it was everybody's war, mister, except in mine. And I wanted it to be my war, too. Wouldn't you have a cup of tea while I'm explaining?
No.
Well, then, sudden-like, the idea come to me to pretend I had a son.
But what in the name of old Nick made you choose me out of the whole British Army?
Maybe, mister, it was because I liked you best.
Now, woman, none of that.
Well, you see, I read one day in the paper where the general was a 6th Battalion Black Watch.
Oh, I expect that's the only time I was ever in the pie would turn up. Or...
Weary for a sight of you, Kenneth. Mister.
And tell me, how did you guess the K in my name stood for Kenneth?
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, it must have been an angel whispered it to me in my sleep.
Well, that's the only angel in the whole black business. Well, I hope you're pleased with me now that you've seen me.
I am. Very pleased. Oh, my... Your mother must be terrible proud of you.
Well, naturally.
I suppose you'll be going home, then.
Oh, after I've had a spree in London.
Oh?
So your young lady's in London, eh?
Why, are you jealous?
Not me.
You needn't be. She's a young thing.
Really? Oh, you surprised me. A beauty, no doubt.
You may be sure of that. She's a titled person.
She's what? Oh, do tell me more about her.
Her name is Lady Dolly Canister.
Oh, I read about her in the paper. It said she wore a dress of champagne velvet with a dreamy corset.
Well, she sent me a lot of things, especially cakes and a worsted waistcoat with a loving message on the enclosed card.
Will you try one of my kites, mister?
No, not me.
Oh, they're of my own making. Here's one.
What?
Why, what's the matter, mister? Tell me.
Well, that's exactly the kind of cake her ladyship sends me.
Mm-hmm. Is the waistcoat all right, mister? I hope the black watch colors pleased you.
What? Was it you who sent me all those things?
Well, you see, I was afraid to give my own name. And you see, I was always reading about the Lady Dollies in the paper.
Woman, is there no getting rid of you?
Oh, you ain't angry, are you?
Oh, give me some tea.
Oh, yes. Glory, glory, Kenneth.
What?
Nothing. Just Kenneth. Here's your tea.
Well, here's to you. You old mop and pail, you.
Oh, she's a woman to be envied, is she, your mother?
What? I just let you think I had a mother. This party never even knew who his proud parents were.
Is that true?
It's gospel.
Oh, heaven be praised.
Now, none of that. I was a fool to tell you. But don't think you can take advantage of it. Pass me the cake.
Kenneth, I dare say it's true we'll never meet again. But if we do, I wonder where it would be.
Well, not in this world.
Well, there's no telling. You know, I might turn up at the front.
You know, when I get back to the front, I believe I will find you there waiting for me.
With a cup of tea in me hand. And, Kenneth, you know, we could come back by way of Paris.
All the ladies likes to go to Paris.
Huh? Oh, Kenneth, if just once before I die, I could be fitted for a Paris gown with a dreamy corsage.
Yeah, you're all alike, old lady. You know, there's a song about it.
Yeah?
Mrs. Dowie is very ill. Nothing can improve her.
But dressed up in a Paris gown to waddle through the Louvre.
Well, thanks for my tea. I'm afraid I must be getting on.
Oh, Kenneth, where are you living?
That's the question. You see, I've never been in London before. If you knew what it's like to be in this place without a friend.
Oh, I do know what it's like to be lonesome, Kenneth. I've heard that the thing a man on leave longs for most in the world is a bath and a bed with sheets on it.
You never heard anything truer.
Well, Kenneth, I have both. Now, there's the extra bed in the wardrobe, and there's the little bath. You could do yourself there pretty, you know, half of the time.
You know, now that tempts me. Old lady, if you really want me, I'll stay.
Oh, Kenneth.
But, mind you, I don't accept you as a relative. You're on probation.
Yes, Kenneth.
Now for that bath.
Remember, half at a time.
Then I'm off to the theater. Oh, say, now, wait a minute.
What is it, Kenneth?
The theater. You know, it would be showier if I took a lady.
Kenneth, tell me this instant what you mean. Now, don't keep me on the jump.
No, it couldn't be done.
Was it me you were thinking of, Kenneth?
Yes, but just for a moment. But you have no style.
No, not in this dress, of course. But, oh, Kenneth, you should see me in my black crepe.
Do you think you could give that face of yours less of a homely look?
Oh, I'm sure I could.
Well, you can have a try at it. But, mind you, I won't promise anything. It all depends upon the effect. Stop your hurrahing, will you?
Three taxis in four theaters all in one week. Oh, Kenneth, you're giving me a glory time.
No, it's you's giving me the glory time, old lady.
Just wait till I tell everybody how this being the last night, we had real champagne wine.
Oh, they'll never believe that.
Oh, for them as doubts my word, look. Here's the cork.
Oh, you're a great one. You know, lady, I'm sorry this is the end.
Kenneth, you mean is it time for you to go?
Oh, no, not yet. There's a fellow outside waiting for me. I told him to give me until the last minute and then whistle when it's time.
when it's time. Oh, Kenneth.
Now, listen. You promised to be gay. But we're going to help one another.
Yes, Kenneth.
Say, have you noticed you've never called me son?
Have I noticed it? I was afraid to, Kenneth. You see, you said I was only on probation. Kenneth, will I do?
Now, woman, don't be so forward. Wait until I propose.
Propose for a mother?
Well, why not? Mrs. Dowie, you funny old thing. Have I your permission to ask you the most important question a neglected orphan can ask of an old lady?
Now then, look here, none of your sauce.
For a long time, Mrs. Dowie, you must have been aware of my sonnish feelings for
you. Oh, you go on. Wait till I get my mop to
and
you.
If you're not willing to be my mother, I swear I'll never ask another.
Oh, Kenneth.
Tell me, was I a well-behaved infant mother?
Not you, sonny. You were a rampaging rogue.
And was I slow in learning to walk?
The quickest in our street. Oh, is that the whistle?
Oh, no, not yet. Now, listen, I sent in your name as being my nearest of kin, and your allowance will be coming to you weekly.
Hey! Hold on, is it wicked, Kenneth?
Well, I'll take the responsibility for it in both worlds. You see, I wanted you to be safeguarded just in case anything happens.
Oh, Kenneth.
No, but don't worry now. I'll come back. And mind you have that cup of tea waiting for me. Come on over here and sit on my knee, will you?
Oh, don't jump me up and down like that, Kenneth. Oh, what big knees you've got. What fun we'll have writing to each other. Real letters this time.
You must have been a bonny thing when you were young.
I'll go on with you.
You know, that scarf is awfully becoming on you.
Blue was always my color. Oh, Kenneth.
Oh, lady, you're what home means to me now. Now, you know, you promised not to cry.
I'm not crying. It's just a cold I got in the head.
It's bad for me, but I know it's worse for you.
Yes. Yeah. At least the men have medals to win. Oh, you will come back, Kenneth.
Oh, of course I will. All covered with mud.
And medals. But oh, Kenneth, so many don't ever come back. But I'll have my medals, too. I'll have all the time we've spent together. The champagne cork and the... And the letters you're going to write to me. Real ones this time. And Kenneth, this key.
Miss Robeson and myself, thank you. The Jason Sanborn Hour with W.C. Field, May Robeson, Grisha Golubov, Dorothy L'Amour, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy, and Werner Jansen continues in just a moment.
Bum, 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 here we are. There are fairies in the bottom of my swimming pool. Oh, hello, Miss Robeson.
Oh, how are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm fine. I want to tell you how wonderful I think you are. That finesse of your performance, your savoir-faire, that très tremendous, but definitely, too.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you, young man. And I consider it a great compliment. You're a mighty fine little lad. And you have the makings of a great man.
Well, that's what I told Bergen, see? But he said I should study, see?
Ah, Mr. Bergen is right, my son.
Mother.
You must study and share the thoughts of great minds. Nothing is more profitable than spending an evening with a good book.
Yes, well, I don't know. You see, I have two ducats for the fight tonight. I suppose that's wrong, isn't it?
Why, of course it's wrong. Very wrong. Why don't you wait until Tuesday night and see a good scrap?
Oh. Yes. But you don't understand. Tonight, the Pomona Assassin headlines the evening event. He's a killer.
Oh, don't tell me about that tomato.
Hmm?
He's a sucker for a left hook with that glass jaw.
Oh.
Why, that palooka couldn't last two round shadow streets.
Oh, now, come. That's just where you're wrong, sister. That baby packs a lethal wallop in both of those meat hooks of his. Why, he'll go the distance and he'll win tonight.
Well, I've got a buck says he winds up with resin in his teeth before the third stretch.
You're talking pin money, babe, pin money. but I'll call you. And if Pomona Assassin doesn't KO Tony McSnurr, steal his lamps and trim his wick, I'll pay off with the best spot in town tonight, the hottest spot in town.
Uh-huh. You're on. All right, sonny boy. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute now. Name the spot.
Well, have you heard Stuffed Fish down at the Broken Door? That boy scratches a mean hunk of fiddle.
Oh, you call that hot?
Yeah.
Give me Blubbermouth Sambo. Now, there's a cat who's really mellow.
Yeah? Does he really give out with a la-di-da, la-di-da?
Oh, sure. That went out with the cakewalk.
What? Huh?
Blubber gives out a ho-dee-do and a ho-dee-do. Catch it, cat, and a rat me.
I think you got something there, Mom. Can you truck, Grandma?
Truck? What's the matter with you? You think I'm getting old? Say, how about the Susie Q? Woody!
The studying's all for tonight.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie.
Huh?
Perhaps we shouldn't do this. I'm worried.
Oh, don't worry, Muzzy May. Don't worry. I'll see that you get home safe with me tonight, you know. La-di-da, la-di-da.
That's gonna rest me tight.
Well, there they go. Robeson and McCarthy, the swing kids. From swing, we turn to the more melodic branch of popular music. From Heidi Ho to Vincent Humans. As a writer of many song hits, Vincent Humans ranks high in the field of popular music, and his melodies have a grace and flavor all their own. Werner Jansen plays the piano solo in T for Two and conducts the orchestra in a medley of Vincent Humans songs. A paraphrase.
Thank you.
It'll be quite a while before the census man gets around again to count noses, so we won't wait for the census man. We'll take our own private non-census now, and there's only one nose to count, because behind this redwood proboscis is our own W.C. Fields. Well, Bill, how you feeling?
Don, I feel highly irrelevant, incompetent, and immaterial.
Somebody may object to that.
Objection overruled, Mr. Kendall. Yet I feel greatly relieved, Don.
Greatly relieved of what, Bill?
I'm relieved of 12 grand. Don, do you know this is Father's Day?
Yes.
You know my father was a doctor? Yes, he treated a man for 3 years for yellow jaundice. Then found out he was a Chinaman.
Say, Mr. Fields, I read in a paper where you consumed 2 quarts of liquor a day. What would your father think about that?
He'd think I was a sissy. Well, I'll squeeze every drop of our wood alcohol out of your body.
Bill, you should be kind. Remember, this is Father's Day.
It was always Father's Day in our home, Don.
Oh, it was, huh?
It was never Mother's Day or Grandmother's Day.
Uh-huh.
It was always eat an apple a day.
Oh, yes, Bill, I see.
Father would never eat an apple, Don. He always preferred the juice of that succulent pippin. Isn't it peculiar, Don? Every time Father asked for an apple, he would always refer to everyone as Jack.
Well, what do you mean, Bill?
He'd always say, give me a little apple, Jack. Sweet joke, don't you think so, darling?
Yeah, sure. But, Bill, you were just saying this is Father's Day.
Oh, yes, I know. Everybody was talking about Father today. The air will be just glutted up with eulogies of Pater. There were many beautiful and touching tributes dedicated to Father by the poets and the tire manufacturers of this great and grand and glorious United States of ours.
All right, Bill.
These great United States,
yes,
including the Samoan Islands, the Hawaiian Islands,
yes,
the Philippine Islands.
Yes, Bill,
and
all
the great seaward purchase now known as Alaska.
All right, Bill. Okay.
And the Eskimos. We mustn't leave out the Eskimos, Don.
No.
You know, Don, there isn't one shower bath in a million Eskimos' igloos.
What's that got to do with Father's Day?
I don't know. It somehow reminds me of my father. Don, you remember this poem? Father, dear father, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple clangs one. At that time in the morning, Father couldn't even get out of his chair, let alone go home.
Oh, Bill, Charlie has a poem about his father, too.
Yes, I know it. Little by little, the acorn grew. Would have been much better if the squirrel had eaten the acorn instead of burying it.
And too steady.
Oh, my.
Once in the forest primeval, the merlin, pines, and hemlock.
The wood alcohol has gone to that kid's head.
2 quarts a day.
Restrain him. Restrain yourself, my diminutive little chum. This is Father's Day, and love permeates my bosom. Charles, my father wrote a poem about your father. Woodman, woodman, spare that tree. Touch not a single bough. In early youth it sheltered me, and now it holds me up.
Oh, that's beautiful,
yes,
Bill.
Was, Don.
Yes.
But despite all of my father's remonstrations and pleading, that was the day they cut down Charlie's father. Yes, they clipped him and they mowed him down.
I have never seen my father, Mr. Fields.
Oh, that's terrible. Go out and look in my woodshed. Maybe there.
Mr. Fields, could I call you Dad? What do you say, Mr. Fields, huh?
Well, on second thought, Charles, you have paid me a great compliment, my little twig. I shall be your pudgy little dada.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Until the stroke of 1 or 12, brother.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
Oh, Pop.
Yes, my own little flesh and timber.
Say, Dad, can you lend me $5?
Here it comes.
Can I use your new necktie tonight? And, Dad, can I play with your loaded dice and your marked cards? You know.
I must deny you that, my dear son. I shall need those proclivities as I am attending the tri-state state test. That is the title. Ladies free tatting and whisper.
But, Father, wouldn't that be dishonest?
Sir, you impugn my honor. Go where? I'll drive a nail in your chest.
Say, Charlie, I think you better go ahead with your poem.
Yeah, here it is. Toot Daddy.
My father was a powerful man, Don.
The murdering.
Oh, stop him. Take him away. My father was the president of a bank once, Don.
Your father was really the president of a bank, Bill?
Yes, he was. Here's another Eskimo.
Oh, wait, Bill. Wait, another Eskimo and your father?
Perhaps I should have said my father and another Eskimo.
All right, Bill, all right. Your father was president of the bank.
Well, he wasn't exactly the president, Don. He was the vice president, sort of a treasurer. He swept out the bank, to tell you the truth.
Oh, well, that's different.
But he was a fine sweeper, Don. He was a clean sweeper, the best all-around-the-corner sweeper in the bank.
Bill. Yeah.
He and another fellow were cleaning out the bank one night. But the police officer, the union, somebody got after him for working overtime.
Toot, Daddy.
Oh, in
once
again.
Once in a forest primeval.
Filled with termites and boll weevil. That'll be good there, wouldn't it, Don? Can't understand why the author left that one out.
Oh, the murmuring pines and the hemlocks.
Father, dear father, come home with me now. I can see the little darling tugging at his shirt, at his sleeve.
Bill.
The clock in the steeple clangs too.
Yeah,
bro. Clang, clang.
Da, 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 da. Clang, clang.
Clang, clang. If I had a voice, I'd get in there.
Bill, the father, clock in the steeple strikes two. Was your father still lost?
Oh, no, Don. Father was never lost. Mother always knew where to find him. She'd look out the kitchen window and see him lying out there on the grass. On the snow in the wintertime. And she'd say, children, your father has had a drink or two. We children could never tell. We'd think he was dead.
Yeah, but, Bill, you were telling me what a powerful man your father was.
Oh, yes. Father was right, a very little chest, but his stomach expansion was about 7.5 feet. Nine stomach muscles stuck out to here.
Yeah?
And had a head shaped like a Rocky Ford cantaloupe. I don't know what's the matter up here.
Was he?
Was he? Oh, yes. That doesn't fit, but it's okay.
Now is my chance. Toot, Daddy.
Oh, he's got
me
again.
Once in a forest primeval, the...
Father, dear father, come home with me now.
Bill, please.
The clock in the steeple clangs three.
Yeah.
Clang, 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 what is the sound I hear?
It's the murmuring hemlock. Jingle, 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 the clock is
jingle, jingle, what a smart boy. Thinks they ring sleigh bells in church steeple.
Bill, the clock in the steeple strikes three. What happens then?
That was the signal for Father to go home. Three strikes and Father was out. Oh.
You mean he went home, Bill?
No, he went out just like a light.
He was quite a remarkable man, wasn't he, Bill?
Oh, yes, he was, Don. He was very dignified, too. I remember one day he was walking by a circus tent, minding his own business as usual, when a lady stuck a finger out through a hole in the dressing room tent, right into Papa's eye.
That was a cowardly thing for her to do, Bill.
Oh, yes, it was, Don. Yes, it was. Pardon my levity.
Did your father stop to say anything to her?
No, Don. He was always a gentleman. He kept right on going. He fell down 3 or 4 times before. Naturally. He used to do that to make the children laugh. Finally, staggered, it walked through the swinging doors and right up to his room on the 16th floor of the Buster House.
The Buster House?
Yeah, the old Buster House, Don. It was later called the new Buster House and is now called the Buster House.
Oh, that's the place.
Yeah, all outside rooms, the sun streaming in day and night.
Wait a minute, Bill. Who ever heard of the sun streaming in at night?
Midnight sun, Don?
Oh, yeah. Beg your pardon, Bill?
Yeah. As I was telling you, Father just been to the circus.
Yeah, go on, Bill.
He no sooner removed his habiliments, that means clothing, Don.
Oh, yes, Bill, yes.
Socks, shoes, button gaiters, shirts, And could I say undervestment? Or undergarment?
No, no.
Anyway, he took them off.
And his hat?
Oh, no, he never took his hat off, Doc. He usually slept in his hat, peculiar habit, a light, sort of a fawn gray fedora with a little feather in the side. Looked very chipper, Doc. Usually wore smoked glasses. And was very fond of smoked herring.
Yes, 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 Bill.
Very
go on.
Fond of that.
Yeah, go on.
With mustard.
Yeah, Bill, go on.
English mustard.
Bill, will you please go on?
Funny how a man prefers strong mustard to mild mustard, don't
he? All right, Bill, all right. Your father got his clothes off and got into bed.
Yeah, with his hat on. Don't leave that out. Yes, he got that habit from mother. She always slept with her shoes on. Case of fire.
Yeah, all right.
No sooner took his clothes off and got into bed with his hat on, the little general walked into the room. His father explained later, the general wasn't over a foot high, Don.
Yeah.
The little general looked at my father and he said, come on, boys, surround him. My father sneered. And then he leered.
Yeah. All right, continue, Bill.
He never sneered without leering.
Yeah. But, Bill, what happened?
All right. Was his mind alert? What a hair-trigger brain.
Yeah, well, what did your father do when the little general said, surround him, boys?
Oh, yes. Father saw the little general and his corps of orderlies. They all had whiskers. They called him the Flying Muscovite.
You mean all these little generals only a foot high had whiskers, Bill?
Right, yes, that's right, Don. There they stood with musket aimed surrounding my father, but father was unafraid. Unabashed. Undressed. On everything.
Boy, your father was in a tough spot, Bill. Well, what did
father
he do?
Father threw a sheet over his head, completely confusing the army, and before the little general could say fire, my father jumped right over their heads and out of the window. 16 stories. The old brain was still working.
Did your father jump right onto the sidewalk, Mr. Fields?
Yeah, no. Can you beat that? When he got to the fifth floor, he happened to think that he'd forgotten his life insurance policy. So he jumped right back to the 16th floor again.
Did he find it, Mr.
Oh,
Fields?
Take him away, Edgar. He's full of sap. Father, dear father, come home with me now.
Who, Daddy? Once
the clock in the steeple strikes far. Clang, 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 what is this sound I hear? The ambulance is coming.
Before the father stuff goes any farther, thank you, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and thank you very much, W.C. Fisher.
Every summer, more iced coffee is served, so it's increasingly important for everyone to know how to make it correctly. On that point, Mr. Donald Briggs.
The main thing to remember in making iced coffee is to allow for dilution by the ice. So remember to make your coffee somewhat stronger than usual, and above all, use the blend with the extra richness you need when coffee is to be iced. That, of course, means Chase and Sanborn coffee. Chase and Sanborn dated coffee has a richer, more satisfying flavor because it's a superb blend of the world's choice coffees. And you always get it at its best, guaranteed fresh by our dating plan and rapid delivery system, your safeguard against stale, weak flavor. What's more, with this unique dating plan, expensive containers are needless. Instead, we use an economical dated bag, and you get the cash saving. Try this rich, satisfying blend, either hot or iced. Buy a pound of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee from your grocer tomorrow.
Werner Jansen is playing one of the newest hits, Was It Rain? And if it's good enough for Werner, it's good enough for me, so here goes.
Skies were gray that rainy day we parted in the lane. Was it tears that fell or was it rain? There we stood as lovers would. Did parting bring you pain? Was it tears that fell or was it rain? I couldn't tell if your eyes were misty or if you felt regret. I noticed when you kissed me that both your cheeks were wet. Here we meet again, my sweet, that memory will remain. Was it tears that fell, or was it red? I couldn't tell if your eyes were misty or if you felt regret. I noticed when you kissed me that both your cheeks were wet. Here we meet again, my sweet, that memory will remain. Was it tears that fell, or was it rain?
When he was only 6 years old, Grisha Golubov made his debut as a violinist, playing the very difficult Mendelssohn Concerto. Now Grisha's 14 and is about to go to London to give a command performance at Covent Garden for the King and Queen of England, and then to play with Toscanini at the Salzburg Music Festival. We are very proud to welcome the San Francisco boy who at 14 ranks among the world's great artists, Master Grisha Golubov, accompanied by Edith Pengilly, playing Sarasati's familiar and popular Zigeunerweisen. I'm saying au revoir now for our guests May Robeson and Grisha Golubov.
And for our
regular company, W.C. Fields.
Before I go, I want to say one thing about Paramount.
Yeah, Bill, please. Will you say uppermost?
Uppermost. Oh, yes, uppermost. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, that's good, Don. I'll have to tell them over at Paramount about that.
Bill, please. Now, Dorothy L'Amour.
Paramount Pictures, uppermost picture.
Bill. And Werner Jansen.
And as Mr. Arnold Zucker, chief executive of Uppermost Pictures, said to me the other day.
And for our guest next week.
Bill says you keep on drinking that Paramount coffee.
Bill,
I mean Jason Sanborn coffee. Says you're looking better every day since you started drinking Jason Sanborn coffee.
Yes.
That's good. I got that in, didn't
I? Yeah, that's swell, Bill. Fine. And for our guest
yes,
next week...
Yes, and he says you're looking better and we'll soon be able to make a new Paramount picture.
Bill, now please.
Over at Paramount, dealing with the ghost of Jason Sanborn coffee in South America.
Yeah,
see, for
our,
wait for that.
For our guests, Ray Middleton and Sonia Henney.
Father, dear Father, come home
we'll
with
all,
me now.
We'll all be greeting you, so until next Sunday at the same time,
the
this is yours sincerely, Don Amici, saying
only
one. How
do you remember?
Heard on this program, Blue Hawaii from Waikiki Whiting. Was it Rain from the Hit Parade, More Than You Know and Without a Song from Great Day, Tea for Two and I Want to Be Happy from No No Nanette? I Know That You Know from Oh Please, Hallelujah from Hit the Deck, and The Big Show from Jerome Kern's Head Over Heels.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.